Welcome back to Kids Short Stories. Today's story is brought to us by two of our friends, Isla and Zan. Hey guys, they sent us an awesome idea for a story and you can too. Just head over to our Instagram page, Kids Short Stories, click follow and send me a message. Or you can go to kidsshortstories.org and maybe we'll turn your idea into an awesome adventure. Also, don't forget, if you haven't clicked subscribe or follow on our podcast, make sure you do that so then you see exactly when the stories are released and then you don't miss any. Are you guys ready for this one? Me too, let's go! One day, Isla and Zan were playing in their backyard. They were playing their favorite game because it was such a beautiful day. Do you know what their favorite game was to play outside? Hide and seek. Yeah, I love playing that game too. What's your favorite game? Oh, that's so fun. Well, it was a beautiful day in their backyard. The sun was out and it wasn't too hot or too cold. It was just perfect. They were playing and running in the leaves and having so much fun. It was time to come inside for snack time. And so when they ran inside, they got a drink of water and started to eat their snack. "Ooh, I love snack time," Isla said. One of her favorite snacks were goldfish. "Ooh, I love goldfish. Do you guys like eating goldfish?"
"Yeah, me too."
When their snack time had finished, their parents said, "All right, go play outside for a little bit more, because I'm going to start getting dinner ready. We'll be back inside in about 1 hour, okay?" "All right, bye guys." Isla and Zan both ran outside to go play some more. And wait a second. What is that sound? They heard something that sounded like it was crying. And they walked to the back part of their backyard. And oh no, in the corner was an animal that was shaking. It looked like it was scared. And they ran over closer and closer and Isla couldn't believe her eyes. It was a baby unicorn. She was so excited. She'd always wanted to see a real baby unicorn. Have you guys ever seen a baby unicorn?
Yeah, me neither. That is so cool. Isla's so lucky. And she said, "Zan, come over here. Look at this."
They couldn't believe their eyes. Wow, a real unicorn. And wait a second, why is it crying? Look, it has a tag on its collar. They bent down and looked at the collar that was around the unicorn's neck, and there was a little tag. It said, "Help me, I'm lost."
Oh no, the unicorn is lost.
Wait, keep reading. It said, "Help me, I'm lost. Bring me back to Mars." What? What is Mars? They'd never heard of Mars before. Have you guys ever heard of Mars? They gotta do some investigating. They ran inside and started to tell their parents what they had just found. They couldn't believe it. And so they ran back outside and all of them were looking at this poor, sad unicorn that he was starting to get happier because now he wasn't alone anymore. But they said, do you know where Mars is? And their mom said, "Yes, Mars is a planet in space way up there." "What?" Isla said. "You mean this unicorn is from a different planet? How in the world are we supposed to get him back there?" "Well, Isla, I bet you could build your own rocket ship. Do you know how to do that?"
Yeah, kind of, but I don't know how to, like, make it blast off."
"Isla, there's a new secret. Unicorns can turn Skittles into jet fuel that will launch the rocket into space."
"That's amazing. Do we have any Skittles?"
"Yeah." "All right, let's start building." Isla and Zan started to work together. They had some really big boxes in their garage. that they started to cut into the shape of a rocket ship. And they had to make a rocket ship that was big enough for the both of them and this unicorn, which, wait a second, we need to give this unicorn a name. Do you guys have any ideas? How about Sugar Top? Yep. Sugar Top the Unicorn. Sounds perfect. And so they kept building and building and building. Pretty soon, they were almost done. Wow. Zan, go run inside and get the Skittles ready. We gotta go. Isla carefully brought the unicorn over to the rocket ship, and the unicorn was definitely nervous. I don't think he'd ever been on a rocket ship before. And so all three of them climbed into the rocket ship, and they loaded the Skittles into the rocket ship engine. And, oh, wait a second. What's happening? The rocket ship was starting to shake. Everybody, hold on! Whoa! Blast off the rocket ship. Soared into the sky. Everybody was freaking out. Ah! Even the unicorn was screaming, as they blasted off into space. They soared through the clouds so fast. Zoom, they were on their way to Mars. Do you guys know what's kind of different about the planet Mars? Have you ever heard what color planet Mars is? Do you think it's green or purple or red? Yeah, it's red. It's called the Red Planet because the whole planet is covered in red sand and red rock. It's a very cool place, but and I guess that's where unicorns live. That's pretty cool. I didn't know that. And so as they were blasting off towards Mars, they were so happy and so excited to bring this lost unicorn back to his parents. Wait, Zan, there's Mars. We're getting closer. Put on the brakes. We didn't put the brakes on. Oh no, our rocket ship forgot the brakes. How are we gonna stop in time? We can't crash into Mars. What are we gonna do? Just then, the unicorn closes eyes and, oh my gosh. It's slowing down the rocket ship. Somehow the unicorn has power and control over our rocket ship. This is amazing! Isla and Zan safely landed on Mars, and the unicorn was so happy to be back home. He ran out of the spaceship, and there's his parents! He took off running for his parents, but turned around, looked back at Zan and Isla, and waved his tail goodbye. We did it, Zan! Oh, we gotta get back! Let's go! They jumped back into their rocket ship and loaded a fresh batch of Skittles into the engine. And just like that, it started to shake, and zoom! Off they went. Wow, what a crazy adventure. They saved the lost unicorn. Great job, both of you. You've done it again. That is the end of this adventure. See you next time, friends. Goodbye.